Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Well, this is Steve Clark, and I welcome you today. The portion I just read was from Matthew 24, verses 23 through 27. And yesterday we also read out of Matthew 24. I read verses 4 through 7 and talked about earthquakes and wars and some of the signs of the end times. And the words of Jesus when he said, And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Well, that portion that I started with yesterday, verses 4 and 5, it says, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And that's what I want us to look at here today, is these false Christ, the Antichrist, who will deceive many. And as I read to start this daily inspiration, I read out of verses 23 through 27. I'm not going to read it all, but I want to read verse 24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So Jesus here tells us that there's going to arise false Christs and false prophets. Well, there have been false Christs and false prophets from the time of his time and all the way through till the present. But there's coming a time when the Antichrist will come on the scene. And it'll be something like it is today, with a lot of wars and rumors of wars. There's going to be earthquakes. There's going to be all kinds of troubles throughout the world. There's going to be probably economic problems, and there's going to be all kinds of different things happening. And this man will show up on the scene somewhere, and he's going to bring peace he's going to bring peace to the world. There's going to be a lot of things that he'll put in motion. People are going to think he's just wonderful, and he may even say he is Jesus Christ come back from the dead. And so that's what I want us to look at here today. I think some of this in Matthew 24 is talking about the time when the Romans destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD, but some of it is definitely talking about the end times, the times in which we're living in. And this is exciting times to be living in and to see the scriptures being fulfilled in front of our eyes. So here again in verse 24 it says, For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible they should deceive the very elect. I want to turn over to Revelation chapter 13. And it says here that this is the Apostle John. He says, And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. These were visions, things that God was showing the Apostle John. And so he's writing them down, and he says, I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. Excuse me, it says, the dragon, that's the devil, Satan himself. the master deceiver, the one that is coming to deceive the whole world. As Jesus said, be not deceived. There's going to be false Christs and false prophets. The accuser of the brethren, Satan, who is referred to here as the dragon, he gives power unto this beast. And this beast is, we know him as the Antichrist. And it says here that, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. So let's just imagine that some man rises to power. He's a man of peace. Everybody is just really thinking he's the greatest thing. And maybe he even calls himself Jesus or Isa. And he gets some sort of a wound in the head. Maybe it's a gunshot. Maybe it's some other type of wound in the head. And everybody can tell just by, you know, and it's shown on television. Everybody sees it in the world. What's going on, and people know this is the kind of wound that people die of, and even if he doesn't die, he's not going to be the same. His brain's going to be, you know, not the same and things, but he is miraculously healed, and there's no problem anymore, and people are just going to wonder, just like it says here, that that the whole world wondered after this beast, after he was healed. Verse 4, and they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. So this dragon, the devil, they worshipped him. Now they might not have said this is the devil, this is the dragon, this is Satan. I don't think he's going to be called by those names, but maybe Allah or some other name for God. And people are going to worship him. In fact, they're going to demand that people worship him. And it says, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And so here we have this beast, this man, this Antichrist, who has a lot of power, and he's going around exercising his authority and power, and he does signs and wonders and miracles even and things like that, and people wonder after him. But he's also speaking against Jehovah God, and he's also speaking against Christians and anybody who would come against this worship of the dragon and that. And so, and he kills those that are opposing him, which would be the true Christians. And so it says in verse 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, which is Jesus Christ. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. So here we have a good exhortation against taking up the sword, that we should be non-resistant, or we should not be fighting back. And it says in verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth to and causeth the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And so there's another one that's arising, and this would be the false prophet who comes, and he's referring then to this other beast, the Antichrist, and the man who was healed from this deadly wound. He's also demanding worship of the first, or of the dragon, and of the and of this Antichrist. And many will do that. Most will do that. There'll only be just a few, the true Christians, that won't. And it says here that, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. So he's doing these marvelous things, these wondrous things, calling fire down from heaven, and people are going to be deceived. They're going to think that this is Christ, that this is the one that they've been looking for, the Messiah, and all this. And remember what I started off with here today were these words out of Matthew 24, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Well, this is the very thing that this is referring to, is in Revelation chapter 13 here, where this, we have the false Christ, this Antichrist, we have the false prophet, and they are both showing signs and wonders. It says so that even calling down from fire from heaven, and people are going to be deceived. And Jesus said, be not deceived, for there shall be many false Christs and false prophets coming, and don't be deceived. So then it goes on and says, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which he had, or which had the wound by a sword and did live. So I guess it specifically kind of tells us there what this head wound was. It was with a sword, and he ended up living. So anyway, this is what I wanted us to look at here today in the signs of the end times, what we've been talking about here a little bit yesterday and today. But I want you to remember the words of Jesus in verse 6 of Matthew 24. It says, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Don't be troubled. Be informed, be aware, and live circumspectly. As I said yesterday, live carefully in this world. Don't be going to the right or to the left, but keep your eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be doing well. So that's what I want to end with here today. Thank you for listening. God bless your day, and hopefully we'll be able to share again tomorrow.